right, we are back. Man, playing any Stone Temple Pilot song where I'm watching the video just makes me sad. Wylan was so effing cool. Such a waste. Cat Named Mo Show, just about 30 minutes left to go. Spike on the mic here with me. We'll be out tomorrow and Thursday. Hockey. And I think the Lightning made the, they're in the playoffs.
We're in.
Like, let me ask you something. And I know the answer is because you're a racist. But I just want you to let everybody, why were you hating on Caitlin Clark?
Oh, because they make her the great white hope. Easy and obvious.
But why she got to be the great white hope? Why can't she just be a fantastic basketball player?
Because she is.
By the way, she is.
She definitely is a Larry Bird. She has the game.
Why she got to be Larry Bird?
That was the NBA's great white hope.
She can be a Kobe Bryant if she got the skills.
No, Larry Bird.
So you hate on her simply because she white.
Damn, I'm racist.
Yeah. I mean, the girl revitalized. I don't want to say revitalized.
She done. Well, she put it on the mouth.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say revitalized, because it was never vital. The girl made relevant, you know, college women's basketball. But somebody
said it elegantly to me.
Elegantly? Or eloquently? Well,
she had a trademark, you can't see me move. Last year when she was popping, nobody chastised her or thought it was bad or bad sportsmanship.
I know where you're going with
that. And then that girl did it. Angel did it, right?
Yeah.
And all it became the thing.
Right.
And then when Angel lost this year in the Final Four and she was on the podium crying, this one cat, he was just going on her about, you know, she can't be the villain and be the bad guy and try to be the villain in this thing here. And the lady said, but think about it. We want these athletes to put on a show. We want them to show their true selves. We don't want them to give us the patent answers.
Right, right.
But when they do it, then y'all call them the villain and a bad guy.
Right.
Whereas I haven't heard one bad thing about Caitlin Collins, whatever her name.
Caitlin Clark. I don't even know
her name.
The girl was top scorer.
And there are photographic video evidence of her being a dirty player. But
so now she's a dirty player too.
If you watch, she is.
But you've got no truck in either of those college programs. So
I even never heard of Iowa.
It just seemed odd to me you was hating on Caitlin like that. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out how did you know? Because I don't think I ever posted anything about it.
Sure, you did.
I mean, it's obvious, but I never posted anything.
Because you posted South Carolina's victory. You're like, I feel good about this.
For the black people.
Like, can you feel good about us? So if you're telling me that an all-white team beat Caitlin Clark.
That'd hurt.
So you wouldn't have felt good.
I'm saying if an all-white team beat Iowa?
Yeah, you wouldn't have felt as good about it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mm-mm-mm. But see, you understand, I've been on this
earth
longer than
you. Yeah, I understand you're
racist. Yeah, and I have to unapologetically be tall. And I'm always going to promote that first.
Okay, but you can.
But
okay,
you don't.
No. You can promote tall without denigrating short. You know what I'm saying? You can be, you know.
Yeah, but when you promote short, denigrating tall.
But you know.
There was no.
Some of Caitlin's.
Hold a second. ESPN, they posted a thing that says, congratulations to South Carolina for winning national championship, beating Caitlin Collins, whatever her name.
Clark!
And they showed that girl from Iowa.
Right.
And then they had to retract that picture and put the South Carolina picture up there. Why? Was it an honest mistake?
So what you say in the media? You say you can't trust the mainstream media?
It's the man.
Oh, the man running mainstream.
I'm sorry. I'm going to give his whole name. D. Whitman.
D. Whitman.
Yeah,
huh?
Whitman, yeah. Now, listen, I love my short people. I love them. I mean, listen, I've done some freaky things with some short people.
I wouldn't know. You got to be sad for Angel. But you also, you know, and I don't think it's unseemly for a player to break down and get emotional. I mean, they play with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
And so that passion may present itself in many different ways. I think people that make fun of people, athletes, black, white, male, female, or whatever, that that breakdown at the end of a game. I think that's kind of, you know, that's kind of stupid. Except for when Tom Brady was crying in the middle of the field.
Actually,
you can't be Tom Brady and cry. You can't have six rings on your finger,
yeah, really,
and be all assed out because you lost. That's unseemly.
We love
right
to beat down. We love to beat people down when they're vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, go. What's your name?
Hey, yo, this is Ken, man.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hey, I'm short person.
Really?
And I love the tall people, but. Hey, Spike, man, he's pushing it. He's not a really good spokesperson. he ain't making things look too nice.
Spike,
y'all to yank his ass off the radio because he's a racist bastard.
I'm not his boss.
Hold on a second. I agree with you, whatever your name is, because... Like
my name
me.
Is Ken.
Okay, I agree with you, Ken. Like you say, I'm not a great representation of tall people. You not that
no,
good for the short.
Man.
Oh, Ken.
You're less than me now.
Sorry, that's all right.
Because a wise man said that if you have to use curse words, you have a lack of a vocabulary.
No, the man Ken is just a passionate guy.
Oh, man,
guy.
Anybody got a lack of vocabulary is you, man. Graduated from UF.
I'll put any of my credentials against yours.
10-year-old kid smarter than you, bro.
Hey, I'll put any of my credentials against yours. Just how you sound. And I'll meet you somewhere. Well, you know, I'll meet you. And we'll
stop trying to fight listeners, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Right.
The man called in a proffer up in the pen.
No, bring your 10-year-old kid. Let's
now, leave the man's kid alone.
He brought it up.
I don't blame you.
Didn't he?
Go. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
Casey, I heard a comment from Spike, and he said he's met some really nice short people and some freaky deaky ones. And, are you referring to Monica on that?
No, she's not.
Oh,
she's not short.
Yeah, no.
She's not short.
Oh, yeah, she's not short at all. No, yeah,
not no, by no, definition.
No. When Spike says short, he's using it as a code word for black. He's not using it
for
as
white.
White. I'm sorry. There you go. Thank you, though.
I'm glad that people learn to speak Spike.
Spike understands,
yes, sir.
The man just gave forth an opinion, and I can hear it. I hear it. You know, people hear you say things like, "I'm not going to root for somebody because they're white." You know, that might. Would you want to hear somebody on this station?
It sounds racist.
Okay, but would you want to hear somebody on this station go, "I'm not going to root for somebody because they're black"? Wouldn't you have a problem with that?
No,
you wouldn't have.
Okay, I'm going. I need to say yeah, then, right? You just asked me.
So you would have a problem if somebody was on here going, "I'm not going to root for somebody because they're black."
Correct.
All right. No further questions, sir. Hey, what's your name? Turn your radio down.
Ken.
Go.
Is this the same Ken?
Yeah, it's the same Ken.
Yeah, the same Ken. You want to meet me somewhere? I'm not your skinny ass out.
All right. First off, Spike ain't all that skinny. But the Ken, you're fine. I don't want any hostility between you and Spike. No, but don't listen to Spike. Ain't trying to fight.
I love
anybody.
Spike, man. I think he makes the show. But
thank you.
He's pushing it. I'm just saying, he's pushing it.
Yes, and you're pushing it by saying Spike makes the show. Now I want to fight you. All right, Ken.
Well,
go ahead.
Mo is the show. I love you guys, man. Thank I love you guys.
I love you Thank back, you. Too. See, Spike, you trying to fight somebody, and then he loves you.
I ain't never ran.
Leave Caitlin Clark alone. Listen, she going through some things.
Oh, no. She is?
Yeah. It was her final game. She was one game away in her final game playing college ball from a national title, which she does not have. Sure. You don't think that loss, that loss hurt her more than the loss Angel in them by not even making the big game. I guarantee you that.
You can
put on a brave face, but in the shadows, you are cursing up a storm. You are cursing up a storm.
Yeah, so is Angel Reese, right?
Yeah, but it hurts more to lose the big game than to lose a game not to get you into the big game. You understand what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, I don't know
sure,
about that.
Sure, because you're one game away. You're in the game to win the title. So
all of them are called losses.
I understand, but one loss is more profound. Whoa, whoa, are you in a wind tunnel? What's going on? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good to hear from you, Mo. I say we put Spike in hockey gear and put him with the Lightning. See how it feels then.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. See how it feels. I cannot skate. Trust and believe. So I don't understand what I feel. I fall down a lot.
You can't drive a car either.
Where did that come from?
Facts. Yeah, I don't know, but it was funny.
It's a cat named Mo. On 102.5 The Bone. The Bone and Corona.